Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How was work? Okay, Matthew 13. Thank you, sir. Glory to God. No, no store. Oh, glory, glory. Minos to even, minos to go, vanish to go, vanish. Glory to God. How are you doing? Okay, thank you. Don't forget that song that Pastor Seku taught us. There's a magnetic part there. The copy and paste part is good, but don't forget, he said, as we come together, right, we follow what? Good. So, hold on, stop there. So that's the first point. We follow what? Good examples. Amen. Hope you know some copy and paste can actually turn you, make you worse, right? Are you with me? That means if there is a copy and paste before learning, amen? Does God have any zombies as children? Hello? Does God have any zombies as children? So although it looks like, oh God, any instruction you give, I follow. But behind that phrase, what is behind? Learning. Sorry, I'll be a bit slow today. You know, that is normal. Behind that phrase God, wherever you send me, I'll go. What is behind that phrase? Learning, right? That means already I've learned why I should go. I've learned why I should do what he is telling me to do. Praise God. So although we may be just be celebrating the figure that anything he says we do. But hey, behind it, we have learned. It's a learning. Because if you do copy and paste without understanding the why, check Matthew 13. But he that, verse 20, please be fast. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that what? Heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Please, verse 21. Want to go, everybody? Yes. Yet hath he not root in himself. So what will happen? He will endure for how long? For a while. For when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word, what will happen? By and by, he is offended. Hallelujah. So there's a reason behind our copy and paste. That means, that's the point. There's a reason behind it. We know why. If we say lift up your hands, we know why. Let's pray together. We know why we do it. We are fasting. We know why. Say we know why. Say we are not zombies. Remember that Israel song? Say we are living sacrifice. I mean, in the introduction, I say, yes, we have our way. If you know, that is what makes God God. He gives you your will. I mean, your choice. Yet he wants you to do his will. Praise God. Are you with me? So we know why. We copy and paste. Acts chapter 1. So, also, teach your disciples. This is where I'm really going. I mean, teach your disciples. Ensure you establish people based on much teaching. Much teaching. Some things I will not be able to say in this church if I have not taught you. If I have not taught you the why. Establish your disciples on much teaching. Before you drag a man to pray for 36 hours, please, I beg you, tell him why. Before you even drag people into prophecy, tongues and interpretation, because trust me, what is meant for good can be used for something else. Teach him why. Teach him how. Say thanks be to God. We are young. So there is time to teach. If divine, if you're already close to 86 years old now, what will I be doing? I have to rush you so that you not get before Jesus and say, what do you live for? But we are young. So we have time. If the issue is redemption, why am I saved? Is it? We have time to go through every page of the Bible. At least you went through your Grisham's book. Are you with me? Say, we have time. I will make good use of it. So see Acts chapter 1. We know we can't be wiser than Jesus. Pastor Bank, you're welcome, sir. Thanks for coming. Acts 1 verse 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to both to do and Jesus did what? He did. He do. Past tense to be what? He did now. Amen. He did and he taught, right? And you know, saying in verse 2, okay, until the day, let me read verse 3, read verse 3 for me. Until the day in which he was taken up after he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 3, please help me. Yes? To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many. What is it mean, infallible? Undeniable. Awesome. Thank you. Yes, being seen of them 40 days. And what? Speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. I think the scenario in Matthew, Luke 24, is it should have been enough. See me, I'm risen from the dead. What did he now do? 40 days. Open that. What he was doing 40 days is not the appearance. That is not the point again. Because he has appeared once. That is enough, right? That is enough. But to, you know, because that means I can see the supernatural, yet I don't have a root in myself. Ah. That means I can see this, let me use the word spectacular, right? Yet, that does not mean the root is there. So, 40 days. 40 days. And guess what? After the 40 days teaching, remember the question that Peter asked, is it Peter that asked the question? Sorry, who asked the question? Was the name mentioned? Oh, okay, thank God for Luke. Luke just hid the name of say, if they, in case it's Peter, or if it's John, this one they just put a disclaimer on him internally. After he taught you for 40 days, I say, hey, but Jesus, that kingdom takeover you are talking to us about, Jesus says, yeah, take over after 40 days. 40 days. Just like the story I told you of a guy that I said I was praying to for 2 hours one day. Every doctrine, 2 hours. Gates man, I was sweating. when I was done, I said, any question? Sir, something has been bothering me since you started. I said, wow. I was thinking he wanted to ask the reality of Hebrews 10:26. Or, sir, I like your shoe. Yeah. I ought to give him the shoe. I think I made a mistake. I should have just removed it. Take. Now listen. Praise God. Say with T-shirt. See Acts 11. No, there are things that we do soft. Eh? If it's malice, we do malice soft, right? Malice is soft. If it's that one's soft. But teaching, how? Hard. So we are going to have another table, hard and soft. So under hard, we feel it. Under soft, we know the things that should be soft. Praise God. Thank you. Acts 11, C26. Come on, I can finish my sermon today, obviously. Acts 11:26. And when he had found him, please let's read together. Yes, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves together with the church, and what taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Why? Much teaching taught much people. I have told you, you can simply, don't you always use this traditional way of, you carry big Bible, who has a very, this guy's not around, a very big Bible, yeah, I've come to baptize you with you. Just, are you not loaded enough? Just, sir, can we gist? And you start. 30 minutes, you are still gisting. 2 hours, you are there. Say if someone slaps me. Bible must come out. Much teaching. At times, even your mechanic, just sitting, Baba, let's discuss something now. So what do you feel about forgiveness of sin? How often should we be asking? Just set him up. You know you will fail it, obviously. Set him up and from the same what set up, starting from the same how do you put it in Acts 8, from the same scripture. And as he, you know, if it's someone that is, he said, don't argue. Just wow, awesome. Yeah? So it must be every morning. Wow. Wow, that's serious. You have caught him already. Praise God. Say, we are smart like that. So much teaching. Like every opportunity, spear opportunity. Don't, evangelism is not for Saturday. It's opportunity. It's just toast me. I will first say yes. Then, when I now finish toasting you back, you withdraw your toasting. Are you with me? Come to ladies, things has gone the other way in this part of the world. Say much teaching. Say we must not shy away from much teaching. It's Acts 19, please help me, verse 8. Just make it your duty. Make it your duty. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of how long? 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. Please, let me read verse 9. You read verse 10 for me. And when divers were added and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. Verse 10, want to go, guys? Yes. 2 years, so that all they which dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both and see the next verse. See what now happened. And God what wrought special miracles by the hands. What does teaching ministry do to the miraculous ministry? Reception. The teaching ministry will make the power ministry more what? That's what happened. That's what happened. This is the secret behind what they call healing schools. Because at times, some people, you have to teach away the... you have to teach it away. And you know that thing? You know they live easily, eh? Nah, strong bone. Some people, 2 years, I see begging them, you are not on that generational course. Because they have so much experience, they say, I saw it. I saw the demon. I said, no, but he said, say, but this one, in our family, I know it's your family. You have a new family now. But my name is Ifatoba. So in my family, this is how it happens. 2 years, you still be begging some people. Like I love to say, see, the power of God is as instant. But reception is never instant. Like the power of God is as instant as instantaneous. So, and he said, God wrought special miracles by the hand of who? Of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Glory, glory, glory. So, and especially in this intellectual world, we must do it more. Oh, God. If there is anything that is happening to us, is this, you know, open your right now, you can browse 1,000 different religions and you get it, right? You can, and it's a world of information, it's a world of everything is seeking your attention, contending for that space in your mind. And guess what? Once they are, they are big enough to water down, to devalue the word of God in your heart, appreciation of Christianity goes down. So what happens? We must teach more. I dare say even more than the days of Paul. Why? We have more contradictions. Some religions did not develop. In the days of Paul, there is no Islam. Hope you know. And today, several phrases that Christians use is from Islam. They have influenced us. Can you give me an example? Father Abraham. Thank you, my account. Serve one God. That's you okay now. Feel free. I'm still hearing. That is good. Those are good parts. We have the bad parts. The terrible ones. Like I said a while ago, till now, several Christians could not explain the incarnation. Abi? They have sold it to us. Most of us, they are our idea of hell. Who taught us? Hell. Relax. Okay. The idea of the guardian of Eden. Who taught us? Jehovah wickedness. You know, you never saw it happen in the Bible until you saw it in that yellow book, right? And then I say, this, so therefore, this is what? Adam's. Say influence. That's the point. It's influence. So I'm just saying, maybe in this report, we have the legalistic, we have the gnostics, we have the. So, sir? LM, Alas, what are you saying? LM is something like that. So I can remember four or five. But right now, if you want to list it. So we must respond with much teaching. That is the only way. That's the point. That's the only way. Like I love to say, if we sit down somewhere, say we are praying for revival in Russia. I know I received Russia as I was coming here today. I'm not saying we are going there tomorrow. Well, I am not saying we are going there tomorrow. I say we want to go. Amen. Some people are really looking for opportunity. Pastor, I said it. They don't want Shokoto. Amen. I've forgotten what I was saying before. So we must respond with much teaching. We must. Say we must.
We must.
So the word is in that's like I see on Facebook or where they put that. I said God is above sense. Sense man, God is above sense. Oh God. So now when we say things like sense, yes. Now when we say things like, don't worry, I will not even do one quarter of my sermon today. Now when we say things like it should be our salvation, no, but I have not mentioned salvation, so don't write it yet. Just call it our day. Well, it should be our salvation. Where has gone. Okay, it's our day. Now, you know, there is this thing that maybe at times when we are teaching people, we say God also give you brain, right? To think, right? That word must always be used in context. Yes, you say God. Now we can use that phrase better in Bible interpretation. Well, for instance, if we are ministering the power of God, don't promote that. Are you with me? So that means if we are saying, okay, it's time, we lay hands on you right now and this goiter will disappear. Do you now say, don't worry, God gave you brain to think. Yeah, think about it. So what would the thinking do? The thinking will think away the possibility of the miracle. Praise God. But when we are saying, okay, let's study the Bible, read it. And that is when you think, not you don't think away the power of God. So now I will discuss. See, go to Acts 17. Never use ideas to counterfeit God's grace. Thinking, meditation. It can go both south or north. That's the sad part about meditation. It can go right, it can go bad. It can go bad. The issue of those guys in Romans 1:28, what is the issue? As they did not like to retain God where? In their knowledge. Does it mean that their knowledge was blank? No. That means rather than putting God there, they are putting other things there. So I said, open Acts 17, right? Acts 17:21. Let's read together slowly. For all the Athenians, please, let's wait for your neighbor. Some people are not there. Always wait for your neighbor. Come on. Yeah, sure, your neighbor is opening the Bible. Thank you. Let's read. Want to go? Yes, sir. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear unnecessary curiosity. So you can see that Melter brain work can lead you into rebellion. I'm a smart guy. There was a guy I was following on YouTube for a while, listening to his discuss airplanes, this until this guy is getting too smart too. He's too smart too. Until he just jammed at evolution and said, ha, as good as you are, why do you suddenly become stupid? That's why you will see some people, professors like mathematics, very smart in school, and you see them offering their shoe to enter one Baba's house. And they say, yeah, Baba, go and, professor, prof, go and bathe in that water, that dirty water. Yes, sir. Professor. They spend their time in nothing else but either to tell or hear some new things. Same brain we are using to study God's word can easily be used to dishonor God. I'll just show you a few parts of that. See Genesis 3. Same brain that we are using to study God's word, can be used easily to dishonor God. I think is it when I was coming today. I was singing this one to myself. Some of you think when I post some updates that I'm referring to somebody. I'm talking to myself. I just sit there and I say, me, craftiness will not move me. IQ will not move me. You understand? Smartness will not move me. Craftiness. I'm smart. I tell myself, you will not move me. At times, maybe if you make a presentation in your place of work and you just bamboozle everybody, and you know inside that, I just chakra out this is chakra out. As I'm leaving there, oh, I say, smart. This thing, you will not follow me to church. Praise God. Of course, you know in your place of work, you must prove yourself, right? Eh? You must prove it to. If you say, we are nothing but pencils in the hand, they will give you the salary of a pencil. And how much is a pencil? Uh-huh. I know you fight on that one again. Say, I keep my mind simple. Say, I don't argue about the price of pencil. Genesis 3, please be fast. Zoom close. I beg. We are not on NEPA. Genesis 3, verse 11. It's a common trait to the men in sin. That was the point. Don't worry, it's our salvation, part 7 of series, whatever. So it's a common trait to the men in sin. See Genesis 3, verse 11. No, he's so. Don't be smart for God. Let me read verse 11. You read verse 12. And he said, who told thee that thou art naked? What was the question? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? What was the question? Have you eaten? What should be the answer? Yes or no. Let's read the smart guy's answer. Say smart guy. No, at times we are trying to look for sin. We are traveling fast. Say, what is sin, sir? You are looking. This is sin. This is how it starts. It doesn't start at the action, it starts at the meditation. So what is the answer? Want to go? Let's read. And he said, the woman whom thou gavest, she gave me of the tree and I eat. Guess what? Now see the power of influence. When the woman will be replying, how did she reply? Copy and you see that it's not every copy that you paste, right? They will don't copy and paste rebellion. No, many of you are saying that thing today. I just say, hey, hope I have not caused Wallah to I beg you, copy the writings. Okay, see Genesis 4. Like it's not enough. If men can just be just too smart for God. Genesis 4, verse 9. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? Let's read the answer. This one is worse, right? What is the answer? Genesis 4, verse 9. Want to go? Yes. And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? You are like, thank God. See, I can talk. Let me show you one more. 1 Samuel 15. 1 Samuel 15, 20. Glory, glory, glory. And Saul said unto Samuel, yeah, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and I have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and I've brought Agai, the king of Amalek, and I've utterly destroyed. Of course, you know the destruction is not of God, but see 21. But the people took of the spoil. Who did he say took? No, it's funny. I said, okay, in this church, we are not going to beat people. So can you give me something better that I can easily relate with? God. Okay, anytime we go to Mama Put, sorry, what is her name? Yakoyo, okay. We must always pay. Always pay, okay? Yes, sir. If I go to Yakoyo, she didn't pay. I swear. She goes, she didn't pay. I didn't talk. So, the Baba landlord now came. No, happy landlord, right? Landlord now came back. Have you bought food without paying? No. It's only the fare you gave. Now, when she is doing it, you are there, right? So that means, actually, why didn't you talk? That means what she's doing is actually your what? Your own intention. Say, I don't prove smartness for God. So see how he coded that stuff. And Samuel said, but the people took up the spoil, sheep, oxen, the sheaf of the things, which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the, say, justification. Okay, see 22. And Samuel said, the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Please, verse 23, slowly. Let's read. Want to go? For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as the iniquity and idolatry. That's serious. That is actually serious. Guess what? What is rebellion here? Half obedience. Write it down, please. Or I will soon be done. Half obedience. Half obedience. Now, guess what? This is why we have the gospel. The gospel is a powerful message because it must save man from a powerful enemy. The gospel is a powerful message. It's such a big message. It's such a message that, like, all the power of God is invested in the gospel of Christ. Why? Because the gospel will also deal with one big enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is not the devil. That enemy is self. Write it down. Self. S-E-L-F. Self. See, the devil learned wickedness from Mr. Self. Who did the first killing in history? The devil? Huh? That's self in Cain. Self. Selfishness. That means if you said demons kill somebody tomorrow or yesterday, where did they learn it from? From man, from self. So, allow the gospel, now that you have believed, allow the gospel to rescue you from self. This is why we teach in church. Self. So, please, write it down. Salvation is also rescue from self. That's what I just want to... I will explain that more. It's Sunday. Pastor Joseph, do you have any exam on Sunday? Who? No. We need off next Sunday. Any exam? Wow. There must be a day of the Lord out of the two Sundays. In the day of the Lord. Today is that day. The day of the Lord. Praise God. Say salvation is also rescue from self. My man, please click the keyboard. Say in salvation, I am rescued from going my own way. That's the point. Always remember that, okay? In salvation, God also rescued you from that sin, your will, your inclination, your way. He said in Proverbs, there's a way that seemeth right to a man. Well, anytime I read that thing, I'm always scared. Because, do you know why? He said the way seems what? Seems right. Look at that thing that example that Pastor Joy gave some Sundays ago. Hope you know on the natural plane to say, oh wow, I must take care of these children that God has given me. Hope you know it sounds so. I mean, sorry, of course you must take care of the children. I must take care. I'm family first, please. Then we serve God. Hope you know 98% of the people in the world, they say, kudos. Awesome, right? So what's that way? It cements right to a man. You just ask a man, say, what can I do? So a man asks you, what can I do to get eternal life? Say, what have you been doing? Yeah, I don't do this. I don't do that. And Jesus was looking at him. You are caging self. In salvation, he rescued us. Now, do you know why it's actually, again, what is sin? What is sin? Let me have the five different definitions of sin right now. Five, just feel free, guys. Five different definitions of sin. Unbelief, yes, a deliberate what? A deliberate journey away from the truth. Thank you, sir. Any other word? A message that is not prioritized, man of God. Any other one? Come on. Shortcut. Wow. Shortcoming. I like shortcuts. But you know, eventually the shortcut will not even lead you to the destination. Ah. So salvation, we now say, follow the process. So if sin is a shortcut, salvation will be what? Follow the process. Follow through. Say, I'm not full of myself. Say, I'm not full of my ways. Like, when we sing, like, we have one destiny, right? Which key are you? So far, me ready. We have one destiny, right? We have one purpose. We have one passion. Again, we have one destiny. We have one purpose. We have one passion. So that song, I hope you know. If we now scatter that word for you, now say, no, I don't have one. It's not one again. No, I have my own, please. No. Who said that? He said, it's the area that you gave me, right? You see? Hallelujah. But in salvation, we are rescued from that. Amen. See, now I can see that it's no longer about me. It's not just about you. It's not just about you. For instance, hope you know, you can easily say, ah, Pastor, but it's my spiritual growth. Leave me now. Let me not grow. Pastor, it's not your growth now. I mean, it's me. Who can tell me how that is selfishness? Because, yes, your growth will result in the emancipation of others. Hallelujah. So if you are saying, I don't want to grow, what are you saying? You are saying, Shokoto, don't grow. Kasina, don't grow. Hallelujah. You are going to Zamfara, right? Glory to God. Amen, amen. Let us hold hands, as you are sitting, just hold hands together with someone. Let us sing that song together. We have one destiny.
We have one purpose.
We have one passion.
We have one destiny.
Grace, come on.
We have one purpose.
We have
one passion. We have one destiny. We have one purpose. We have one passion in God.
We have one.
We have one destiny. We have one
purpose.
And
we have one passion.
In God's
will, so we stand,
so we stand strong and perfect.
Yeah.
We stand in God's will.
Oh, wow.
We are meant spiritually minded. We're focused in God.
So we stand.
We are strong and perfect in the will of the Lord.
Prowlers take it.
Spiritually minded. We're focused in God's will.
Hallelujah. So please, let's meet by 9 on Friday. Although our prayer should start by 10, but 9 o'clock, let's meet. Before you go, look at that Luke 9 again. Luke 9. People don't understand that meaning of where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. The freedom we have is freedom to serve God. Do you know where perversion comes in? Perversion is anything outside I am not serving God. Sorry, anything outside serving God. Please try and get it. Perversion is anything outside that service to God. Trust me, no man can be left in a vacuum. If God is not in your meditation, something else will be there. Something else will replace it. And it has never, you remember what I mean, things we have taught here? Like, it can be good things, right? And it can be bad things. At the end of the day, everything will become what? It becomes bad. That means I can say, you can even use your career, your education, your work as the reason why I cannot do. At the end of the day, what will happen? That education will become what? It becomes a curse. We have seen such examples in the Bible. Some people, good things, they will focus on good things, neglecting God. That good thing you focus on neglecting God is bad. Why? God is the power, he is the reason for life. I love that scenario. He says, you are the reason for, until you get that. And that is what we receive in salvation. We receive a mindset that is what? Is the reason for life. See Luke 9. Is a chapter that is talking about ministry, verse 59. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, what will happen? What should happen? Suffer me first to go and bury my dad. Ladies and gentlemen, is it wrong to bury your father? At least you be the burial is one day. But what is the problem here? Not just priority. What is the real problem? Choice, yes. Eh? You have said it, yeah? Ministry has what? It has done. That means if Jesus did not say it, are you with me? If Jesus did not say that word, the guy can be okay. But immediately, you know those local agogo igbala. Immediately the bell rings, bang down. Anything you use to replace after that sound. Ah. And what was Jesus' response? What is the response? Yes, sir. Let what? And you should what? No, that's serious. No, now you can see if. Okay, is this a scripture against burial ceremony? Does it mean that anybody that is going for burial that they are all against the will of God? No. But once the bell rings, and guess what? How does the bell ring? Please help me. How does the bell ring? Collins. How does the bell ring? how does the bell ring? That's why I don't wish to say anyway. Tell them to say it. How does the bell ring? He said, how does the bell ring? Come on. I will punch you. How does the bell ring? Teaching? That means, like I said, a sand local church is what? It's God's call. A sand discipler is what? That means if God, like, you see somebody, oh God, people have been funny. See verse, which verse are we? Verse 61. Let's read 61. I love this man. And I'm not said what? Lord, what will happen? I will follow thee. Who can talk like this church? Oh God. Oh. He laugh. I will follow thee, the word forever. Anything for the Lord. let's go there. But let me just go and tell them farewell. No, this is so mild, right? At least Jesus, calm down now. He just said, I'm going to tell them farewell. What's the answer? Looking back, his feet. See, no, see, you're not fit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So now, this is a mindset that we receive as salvation. Jesus is not saying after salvation, go and look for how to deliver yourself from self. But in salvation, we were rescued from what? From self. Tola put an update on Sunday, and I love you so much. I don't remember the words there. That your Sunday status update. Because sin actually starts where? In meditation, right? So salvation is rescue from sin, rescue from meditation that will take me away from God. Pray in tongues. I'm rescued from that type, from that thought pattern that takes a man away from God. Say, I'm rescued. Say, I've been rescued from the kingdom of darkness. Say, the kingdom of darkness is the kingdom of self. That's the self, my will, my way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice this evening. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your hearts are right. You keep your hearts simple. Keep your hearts genuine. As you have received the Lord Jesus, they continue in Him. As they have received, they continue in that same simplicity. Keeping it simple. Not, no complication. Keeping it simple. I pray for them when the storms comes, when the winds come to unsettle their persuasion. Your love keeps them strong. Your love will keep them strong. Your power will keep them firm. Firm in your will. Firm in your grace. God has a plan and a purpose for my... Choir, sing, come on.
It's called salvation.
And the thing he entails, yeah. Yeah. Amen.